This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Zane Langelier will jump center for the North Mac Panthers, and he will go up against Caden Hyen. Alan Pogenpohl ready to toss the ball in the air, and the opening tip controlled by the Birds of Southwestern. And we are underway in this 100th championship game of the boys' tournament. Out front with the basketball, Caden Hyen around to the right side. And comes back out front to E.J. Call. Here's Bailey down the lane, puts up the layup attempt, no good. The ball tipped out to midcourt, picked up by Sam Mount, who goes in strong for the layup, and he gets it. And North Mac breaks on top, 2-0.
Good, strong take.
Yeah. Very strong. E.J. Call with the basketball for Southwestern. Out at the top of the key. Around to the right side, they give it off to Caden Hyen. Hyen will take the ball to the rim and miss the shot. He got a little bit too far underneath. Rebound by North Mac down the lane. Off the glass and in for Zane Langelier. And it's a 4-0 lead for North Mac. 7-10 to go in the opening quarter. The Birds of Southwestern, the higher seed of these two teams, throws it out of bounds for the first turnover of the night.
Jason Darr tells his kids, calm down. He might want to think about an early timeout, Terry. You don't want to get down too big too early on North Mac's home floor.
Bringing the ball up is Tanner Wilson. That's Coach T.J. Wilson's son. He's a freshman. Into the corner they go to Jake Malink. Malink, couple of dribbles along the sideline. Now cuts back towards the baseline. Comes back out front to Wilson. Back out to Dane Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk gives it back out to Wilson. Way out near midcourt. Around to the right side. They give it off to Zane Langelier. Van Buskirk. Back out front to Wilson. Now to the top of the key off to Langelier. Back to Van Buskirk. He'll drive down the left edge of the lane, feed off in the corner. Comes back out front to Wilson, and the Panthers will reset. Panthers were very good in transition, scoring the first two buckets. Now they're running their set offense. 6:17 to go, first quarter. North Mac with a 4-0 lead. Out front to Wilson.
T.J. Wilson's nowhere near the coach's box.
No.
Alan Pogenpohl looked at it for a minute and just turned around.
Yeah. As long as they're coaching,
let him go.
Off to the right side, off to Dane Van Buskirk. Bounce pass to Langelier near the free throw line. He tries to go down low, and the low block to Sam Mount. The ball knocked away. So North Mac turns it over for the first time tonight. Back come the Birds. Here's Ben Lois. Back out front to E.J. Call. Around to the right side to Justin Bailey. Bailey drives in, drives up, puts it off the glass. No good. Gets his rebound. Fakes, goes up, and is fouled. Probably Zane Langelier, the guilty party. And a couple of free throws coming up for Bailey.
Good second and third effort that time from Justin.
First foul on Langelier, first team foul. And Justin Bailey will get a couple of free ones for the Birds of Southwestern, who trail 4-0, now make it 4-1. 5:39 to go in the opening quarter. Great house here tonight. Lots of fans. Let's hope the ball game is exciting for them tonight. I kind of suspect it will be.
Got that feeling.
Yeah, second free throw good, and that makes it a 4-2 ball game. North Mac with the lead and the ball. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Van Buskirk with it on the left sideline. A bounce pass into the corner to Jake Malink. Malink will drive the baseline, lay it up, and miss the layup. Sam Mount battling for the rebound, but Justin Bailey comes out with it for Southwestern. Here's Bailey. Down the lane he goes. His shot rejected by Langelier. And man, oh man, Bailey hit the floor hard.
I don't know if it was harder, the block or Bailey's greeting with the floor.
Man, but he popped right back up, so Bailey's ready to go. Birds will post one man at each corner of the lane to set up the inbounds play. E.J. called a trigger man on the baseline. Looking, flips the ball to the side to Bailey. Into the right corner now. Back out to Bailey. He's going to pop the three ball. This one's off the mark, and the rebound by Hyen. Well, he last touched it and lost it out of bounds, and it's going to belong to North Mac. 5:07 to go, first quarter. A 4-2 lead for the Panthers of North Mac. Wearing the road blue uniforms tonight, playing on their home floor. The home fans can root for the visiting team tonight. Here's Van Buskirk putting up the shot from the left wing, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Southwestern's Caden Hyen. He comes out to Caleb Robinson. Robinson, that three-pointer was about two-thirds of the way down and came out. Another shot is up and no good by Ben Lois. And North Mac gets the rebound. Here's Van Buskirk to Wilson in the left corner. Back out to Dane Van Buskirk. Trying to work off a pick. to Wilson in the corner. Here's a three from Tanner, no good. And the rebound pulled down on the weak side by E.J. Call for Southwestern. A 4-2 lead for North Mac. Southwestern with the ball, 4:18 to go first quarter. Down to the right side to Justin Bailey. Bailey has an opening in the lane, takes the ball to the hole and missed the layup. Ball tipped to the side, E.J. Call with it. Now they try to go back door, and Wilson picks it off. Turnover number two by Southwestern. Here's Wilson down the center of the floor, now to the left corner. Back out front, the ball tipped into the backcourt by Southwestern. And now timeout called as T.J. Wilson wants a timeout for North Mac. 3:57 to go in the opening quarter. North Mac 4, Southwestern 2. Coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament continues in 40 seconds. North Mac with the basketball following the timeout, leading 4-2 here in the first quarter. Here's Wilson with the ball out front. Off to the right side to Jake Malink. Malink, couple of dribbles in the corner, back out to Van Buskirk. Now a bounce pass to Sam Mount, intercepted by Southwestern. Here's E.J. Call down the lane. The shot blocked by Van Buskirk. And an outlet pass to midcourt. Wilson collides with one of the birds, and the birds come up with it. And they feed off underneath to Justin Bailey. His reverse layup is no good.
You said the PO boys would let him play, T.
And they're going to play. I'm going to tell you, they're going to let him play tonight. Foul that time is called on Zane Langelier, his second, team second for North Mac. And Bailey's back to the free throw line for Southwestern with the chance to tie this game up. Free throw good. That makes it a 4-3 ball game. Off the bench comes Will Downs, a 6'1 sophomore. Also coming in will be Cole Etter. Second free throw by Bailey good. That ties the game at 4. So some new faces in for North Mac High School.
Speaking of faces, Tanner Wilson just went to the trainer and said, am I bleeding in my lip?
Here's Malink into the front court. On the left side, we're tied at 4, 3:17 to go, and now Malink is double-teamed, and we're going to have a holding foul called against E.J. Call of Southwestern. E.J. will get his first, team's first, out of bounds for the North Mac Panthers right in front of the Southwestern bench. Ball comes into the backcourt. To Tanner Wilson, or to Grant Thurman, the 5'7 sophomore. Thurman, bounce pass to Malink in the corner. Skip pass out to Downs. Will shot from the arc, no good. Rebound pulled down by Malink, so North Mac holds on to it. Here's Thurman to Malink in the right corner. Malink brings it back out front. Will Downs back around to Sam Mount. Mount fires it back out front to Thurman. 2:45 and counting here in the opening quarter. A 4-4 score. North Mac with the basketball. Bounce pass underneath. They go to Cole Etter. Etter kicks it back out to Malink in the corner. North Mac being very patient here. Southwestern doing a good job defensively. Here's Malink with the basketball. Leads it underneath to Etter. The ball pops loose, and Southwestern comes up with it. Turnover number 4 by North Mac, and now timeout call by Southwestern. 2:25 to go in the opening quarter.
The 100th Macoupin football championship.
There you go. Put on the helmets, boys. After with 2:25 remaining in the opening quarter, it's North Mac 4, Southwestern 4. Back with more right after this one message. Terry Tote, Tim Mize back at the Macoupin County Tournament at Girard at the South Campus of North Mac. 4-4 the score, 2:15 to go first quarter, and as Southwestern with the ball, Bailey drives into the lane, puts up the shot, it falls through, and the ball, basket's going to be waved off, and a foul before the shot, going to be out of bounds. That foul called against Cole Etter of North Mac, his first, team's third. Malink is out, and Van Buskirk is back in for T.J. Wilson and North Mac. So it'll be out of bounds for Southwestern on the baseline. E.J. called the trigger man. In underneath now to Hyen. Back out it comes to Ben Lois. Hyen drives around the perimeter. Feed back to Ben. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Hyen. Back out to E.J. Call. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. We're tied at 4. A slugfest tonight here at North Mac. A very physical ball game. We thought it was going to be tonight. Here's Robinson. Back out front to Lois. Around to the right side. Off to Justin Bailey. Bailey down the lane he goes. Puts up the runner. Good. Bailey with all 6 points for Southwestern, and the Birds lead 6-4.
He can finish strong at the rim with either hand.
Yes, he can. 94 seconds to go in the opening quarter. North Mac now with the ball, down by a deuce. Here's Van Buskirk on the right wing, outside the arc. Picks up his dribble. Back out front to Cole Etter. Here's Will Downs, now left side. They go to Thurman. Grant Thurman, the sophomore. Skip pass back to Sam Mount. A three ball is up. Good. Mount with 5 points tonight. And that's a 7-6 lead for North Mac. 68 seconds to go in the opening quarter. There's E.J. Collin to the front court. Off to the wing it goes to Robinson. Caleb Robinson back out front now to Caden Hyen. Top of the key, Bailey for three, good. Bailey with all 9 Southwestern points and a 9-7 lead for the Birds. 47 seconds to go first quarter. As Thurman into the front court for North Mac. Left side off to Sam Mount. Back out to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk down the lane. Tries to get the ball to Thurman and finally did after the ball was deflected. Clock down to a half minute to play, first quarter. North Mac trailing 9-7, has the basketball. Here's Van Buskirk, a three, no good. Rebound Ben Lois for Southwestern. And the Birds will run the clock and go for the final shot of the quarter here with 16 seconds remaining. E.J. Call out front with it. Around to the right side. Here's Robinson. Off to Justin Bailey. Give it to Bailey. He's a hot guy. Here's a three-pointer by Justin. An air ball. Pulled down to Call. Now inside. Off the glass by Caden Hyen. Hyen hits the shot off the glass just before the buzzer sounds. And at the end of the first quarter of play in the 100th Macoupin County Boys Basketball Championship game. It's Southwestern 11, North Mac 7. Back with second quarter action in just a moment. Second quarter begins, and what a play by Grant Thurman. He got the feed from Tanner Wilson, and Thurman laid it up and in and was fouled. And the foul that time called against Caleb Robinson, his first, team second for Southwestern. A chance for the three-point play for Thurman. And the free throw is up, and the free throw is good. He's got 3 points. That makes it a one-point game. Southwestern leading 11-10. We're just underway second quarter. Birds with the basketball. Here's E.J. Call with it out front. Call on the dribble. Walks the ball towards the left side now. Picks up his dribble. Now he needs some help. Gives the ball back out to Robinson. Off to Hyen. Hyen from the right corner. Drives inside the lane. Fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound by Zane Langelier for North Mac. Panthers push the ball up the floor. Here's Wilson in the left corner to Thurlman. Back across to Van Buskirk. Sam Mount in the right corner. Mount looks for the slasher across the lane. Comes back out front to Van Buskirk. There's Mount. Looking in for the lob to Langelier, not open. Back out to Van Buskirk. Thurman into the left corner to Wilson. Underneath, they go to Langelier and a foul called on Hyen of Southwestern. That is Caden's first, team's third. Out of bounds for the Panthers. Off the bench for Southwestern, Addis Moore, a 6'2 freshman. He's going to replace Justin Bailey. Bailey's worn himself out after scoring 9 points in that first quarter.
He's been dealing with an ankle injury, too, the last few weeks.
Yeah. 11-10, Southwestern with the lead, North Mac with the basketball. Wilson, bounce pass to Sam Mount. Mount goes up strong and gets it. Mount with 7 points tonight. And now North Mac leads by a single point, 12-11. Under 7 minutes to go first half. Southwestern with the ball. Around to the right side, they go to Hyen. Hyen fires it back out to Addis Moore. Moore down the lane, feeds off to Ben Lois at the edge of the lane. Ben, nowhere to go, comes back out front to Caden Hyen, and the Birds reset. Looks like Hyen drives to the left side, dumps it out to Lois. Ben's open for the three, around and out, no good. Rebound on the floor, who's got it? Comes out to Hyen, he's gonna pop the three, good. Hyen with 5 points, and Southwestern back into the lead at 14-12.
Five shooters on the floor at all times for the Birds.
Dangerous.
Oh, boy.
6-12 to go in the first half. North Mac with the ball down by two. Mount for the three for the lead. No good. Rebound by Call. Tipped out of bounds by E.J. Call. So the ball will go back to North Mac.
Call mistimed his jump ever so slightly, and that did not allow him to come down with that rebound.
So Sam Mount is out. And Jake Malink is back in for North Mac. Here's Wilson inbounding the ball to Thurman. Thurman off to Malink. There's Jason Darr, the coach of Southwestern, just kind of standing on the sideline. TJ Wilson on the North Mac side, animated. Here's Tanner Wilson with the basketball.
And you want to know why TJ's teams are so tough? Because every play,
yeah,
he expects you to bring perfection.
Yeah, yeah. There's an expectation,
yes,
here. And the ball comes back out to Thurman. Out to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk drives the left side of the lane, puts up the runner off the glass, and in! What a nice move by Dane Van Buskirk. His first bucket tonight. We are tied at 14.
Perfection might not have been the right word. Execution.
Execution. Run the play.
Yes.
5:22 to go first half. We're tied at 14. Southwestern with the basketball. Here's Lois out front to Robinson. Around to the right side to E.J. Call. Off to Moore. Addis gives it back out front to Call. Around they go to Robinson. Into the corner to Moore. Looking for the lob into Lois. Ben gets shut down there and he travels. Got the ball and just kind of took a stutter step. Turnover number 4 by Southwestern. Bailey is back in. And out is Caleb Robinson for Southwestern. Langelier is out and Sam Mount back in for North Mac.
That last turnover there, I put that more on Moore. You can't give Lois the ball there against this team.
No. That is the spawn spot that you're not going to be able to penetrate.
No.
5 minutes to go, first half. We're tied at 14. North Mac with the ball. Here's Van Buskirk. A shot is an air ball. And coming up with it, Addis Moore for Southwestern. Birds into the front court. E.J. Call with it. Around to the top of the key. We're glad you've tuned in tonight for the 100th battle for the championship of Macoupin County here on FM 106. Here's Hyen in the lane. Forces the shot. No good. Rebound Moore. He goes up strong. No good. Ball tipped out. Who's going to come up with it? Here's Wilson diving on the floor for it.
Wow.
Now the ball thrown into the hands of Ben Lois for Southwestern. Across to Bailey. Layup no good. And Bailey's going to get a couple of free throws.
This is awesome intensity, Terry. Tanner Wilson had Addis Moore hanging on his shoulder. He still managed to get the basketball, but then as he threw it out of traffic, it was picked off by Southwestern. This is really something to behold here.
And the foul called that time against Van Buskirk. That's going to be his first, team's fourth for North Mac. Bailey at the line for 2. Free throw good. He's just about automatic at the line. He's got 10 points tonight. 5 out of 5 from the charity stripe.
Finally a senior. Seems like he's been at Southwestern forever.
Forever, yes. One of those kids. Next toss. Good. 11 points for Bailey.
Remember, this senior group, they were pretty highly touted coming in as freshmen.
16-14. Southwestern with a 2-point lead. North Mac will get the basketball back. Downs is back in for North Mac. Thurlman is in there as well, along with Sam Mount. Here we go. Also in there is Tanner Wilson. Wilson gives off to Jake Malink in the right corner. A bounce pass to Sam Mount. The ball deflects out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Southwestern. Turnover number 6 by the Panthers. 4:05 to go first half. A 16-14 lead for Southwestern High School, and the Birds have the basketball. Justin Bailey into the front court. Around to the near side to Moore. Skip pass back to Bailey. Left side. Drives to the baseline. And now he's called for palming the basketball.
Turnover. That dribble got a little high on him.
Yeah. Turnover number 5 by Southwestern. 3:51 to go first quarter. Or first half, I should say. A 16-14 lead for Southwestern. And now North Mac with the basketball. Here's Wilson with it. Near the right elbow. Dumps it back out to Thurman. Left side now to Jake Malink. Malink dribbles out along the perimeter. Gives it out to Will Downs. Off to Wilson on the right sideline. Tanner will bring it back out front. Top of the key. Around to the near side to Downs. Downs takes a dribble. Now needs some help. Back out to Wilson. Wilson open for 3. No good. And it's out of bounds. Going to belong to Southwestern. 3:18 to go first half. 16-14 Southwestern with the lead. They'll get the ball back. E.J. Call is going to come back in. And he is going to give Caden Hyen a break. And now timeout called. 3:18 to go in this first half. From the Macoupin County Tournament at Girard, the south campus of North Mac. It's Southwestern 16, North Mac 14. Back with more in 40 seconds. Birds get the basketball following the timeout, leading by 2. 3:12 to go in the first half. Around to the right side. They give it off to Robinson. Back out front to Ben Lois. Lois. Back to the right side to E.J. Call. A couple of dribbles. Off to Robinson. Now Lois from the left side. Drives into the paint. Gives it back out. Here's Robinson putting up the shot off the glass. No good. And a rebound by Will Downs for North Mac.
Robinson had an open 15-footer. He passed it up.
2:50 to go in the first half. Here's Malink for North Mac. Panthers down by 2. Downs tries to feed Mount. Mount grabs the ball. Goes in strong and missed it. But he'll get a couple of free throws. Sam Mount will be at the line, and the foul against Southwestern goes against Addis Moore, his first, team's fourth. Sam Mount, the 6-foot junior. He's already hit a 3 today. Free throw good. 8 points for Sam. That makes it 16-15. Thurlman is out. And Ryan Gustafson, a 5'6 senior, is in for North Mac.
He's a little ball of energy, that guy.
Yeah, he's kind of the Energizer Bunny.
Absolutely.
Isn't he? Next toss is no good, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Will Downs of North Mac. And Mount drives down the lane, missed the layup. It turned out to be too easy of a layup attempt. Meanwhile, Southwestern comes back. A shot up by Robinson, no good. A reverse layup by Lois, no good. Here comes North Mac with the ball. Malenk from coast to coast lays it up and missed it. So Malenk will be at the line to shoot two.
The Southwestern fans are slightly agitated. They don't feel the whistles are being distributed evenly on each side of the floor.
Foul was on Justin Bailey, his first, team's fifth. And Malenk will be at the line to shoot two. 16-15 is the Southwestern lead. Malenk could tie it up with the free throw here. And he does not. Coming back into the lineup is Caden Hyen for Southwestern, replacing Addis Moore. Sam Mount is out. And back into the lineup, Cole Etter. Meanwhile, Malenk will get another chance to tie this game up, and he does. His first point tonight, we're tied at 16. 2:20 to go, and now a foul called in the backcourt against Jake Malenk.
Malenk didn't like it, but he had both hands on his back and gave a little shove.
Yeah, gave Hyen a bit of a shove there. That is his first personal, fifth team foul. Ball out of bounds in the backcourt again for Southwestern. 2:21 to go, first half. We're tied at 16. The ball comes into Ben Lois. Now to E.J. Call. Call is bumped by Will Downs, and Downs is called for the foul. His first, team sixth. Out of bounds one more time before the bonus kicks in for the Birds of Southwestern. And the trigger man will be Ben Lois. Comes back out front to Caden Hyen. Works off the pick, left side. Hyen still on the dribble, out to E.J. Call. Here's Justin Bailey. Bailey to the free throw line. Down the lane, lays it up, short. And he'll get a couple. Boy, when you drive to the basket, you're either going to make it or you're going to draw a foul. And that's exactly what Bailey's done tonight. Foul that time was called on Gustafson. His first, team seventh for North Mac. And Justin Bailey at the line to shoot two more free throws.
Ice tubs and massages will be a necessity in these two schools tomorrow.
Used to be Ben Gay back in the day, but not anymore.
Think back in 1919?
Yeah. Free throw good for Bailey. He's got a dozen. And Southwestern leads 17-16. About 2 minutes to go in the first half. Lois came out for Southwestern. And Ryan Hanslow is in. Second free throw missed by Bailey. And the rebound by North Mac. Here's Gustafson with the basketball. Now he lost it to Justin Bailey. Bailey going in for the layup. He is fouled. A foul on the floor before the shot was ever taken by Cole Etter, his second, team's eighth. And it'll be the 1-1 for Justin Bailey.
Nothing easy in this game. Everything is earned.
Sam Mount comes back in for North Mac, replacing Jake Mullane. A minute 50 to go, first half. 17-16 lead for Southwestern. And Southwestern's Justin Bailey at the line for the 1-1. Free throw no good. Will Downs picks it up for North Mac. Here come the Panthers. Wilson into the front court. Into the corner to Gustafson. Bounce pass to Mount. Low block. Feeds inside the lane to Etter, and now a foul called. It'll be two shots for Cole Etter. And Justin Bailey called for his second personal foul for Southwestern, team sixth. And Etter will get a couple of free throws for North Mac.
Bailey fouled out last night, and it almost cost Southwestern.
Addis Moore waiting to check back in for Southwestern. Meanwhile, the free throw by Etter, his first event point of the night, ties the game at 17. 100 seconds to go in the first half. Van Buskirk is back in for Will Downs for North Mac. Second toss good by Etter. Etter with two, and now North Mac with an 18-17 lead. And off the bench, Grant Thurlman. He'll replace Ryan Gustafson. So Southwestern will inbound the ball. In the backcourt, Addis Moore will have that chore. Gets the ball in to Caden Hyen. Hyen will walk the ball towards midcourt. Now North Mac comes with pressure. Here's E.J. Call in the front court. Nice feed down the lane to Hyen. It's stripped away. picked up by North Mac, and now poked from behind and recovered by Southwestern. The teams trade turnovers. Birds have the ball with 80 seconds to go first half, trailing 18-17. Here's Robinson with the ball. Out front to Hanslow. Around to E.J. Call on the left wing. Back to Moore at the top of the key. Hanslow near the right elbow. Takes one dribble. Gives it off to Call. Back out front to Caleb Robinson. Robinson to Call, right side. Free throw line. Gives it back out to Hyen. Clock under a minute to play. Hyen down the lane. Drives in. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Sam Mount for North Mac. Out it comes to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk stops. Turns. Shoots. Blocked by Addis Moore, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Cole Etter.
Etter should have let that go.
Yeah, that was North Mac's ball.
Good hustle, but would have been their ball.
So the Birds will get it back with 42 seconds to go in the first half, trailing 18-17 here in the championship game. E.J. Call to the corner. Hanslow open for the three. Good! Ryan Hanslow, the junior, hits the tray, and Southwestern leads 20-18. 24 seconds to go first half. North Mac with the basketball. That woke up the Southwestern fans.
That might even have put a smile on Dad's face.
Absolutely. I bet it did. Grant Thurlman with the ball. Looks at the clock with 12. Thurlman, now a five-second count. Turnover number 9 by North Mac.
Terry, it is so much fun to watch two talented teams play with this type of intensity every single second. There's no letdown.
Yeah. You let down for a minute, you'll probably give up 10 points.
That's
and you'll
right.
be down. 20-18 lead for Southwestern. 9 seconds to go. Birds get the ball back. Here's Hyen with it with 5. Hyen works off a pick. Feeds across to Addis Moore with 2. Put it up. No good. Tip up. No good. And we're at halftime. It's the 100th championship game of the Macoupin County Boys Basketball Tournament. At the half, it's Southwestern 20, North Mac 18. Leading scorer for Southwestern, Justin Bailey with a dozen points in the first half, and 8 points from Sam Mount leading the way for North Mac. Here we go, third quarter action. Birds will get the basketball and a 2-point lead at 20-18, and we are underway. E.J. Call walks the ball into the front court. Around it goes to Hyen. Hyen near the right elbow. Kicks it out to Robinson for 3. No good. Rebound by Tanner Wilson for North Mac. Panthers could tie it with the deuce. Take the lead with a 3. Here's Wilson into the front court. Around it comes to Van Buskirk. Back out to the top of the key. Off to Malink. Van Buskirk off to Wilson in the left corner. Wilson fires it back out to Van Buskirk. Gives it off to Langelier. Bounce pass to Sam Mount. Mount had to save it from going out of bounds, and it hits off the hands of E.J. Call of Southwestern, and it does end up out of bounds, so North Mac will get the ball on their baseline. Trigger man will be Tanner Wilson. Gets the ball into Langelier. Malink back around to Van Buskirk. He's open for 3. Takes the shot. Got it. When in doubt, shoot.
He wasn't going to shoot, but he was so open, he thought, might as well.
5 points for Van Buskirk, and that makes it a 21-20 lead for North Mac. Southwestern with the basketball. We played a minute here in the third quarter. Here's Robinson. A bounce pass back out to E.J. Call down the right side of the lane. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jake Malink for North Mac. Off to Dane Van Buskirk. To Malink. Back to Van Buskirk. Right side of the lane goes into Sam Mount. He is open. Puts it up and in. Sam Mount with 10 points tonight, and North Mac has a 3-point lead, 23-20. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Southwestern with the basketball. Round on the wing, then go to Hyen. Back out to the top of the key to Robinson. Now left side to Call. Top of the key, Bailey for 3. No good. Follows the shot. Drives the lane. Puts up the layup. No good. Rebound Langelier, and he's tied up there by Bailey. And the jump ball the possession arrow will give the ball to North Mac.
That was a risky play for Bailey. He has 2 fouls.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Like, what are you doing reaching in there?
Ooh.
23-20, North Mac with the lead and the basketball. 6:10 to go, third quarter. There's Wilson with the ball. And they give and go back to Van Buskirk, who lays it off and in. A little high-low action that time from Wilson to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk with 7. And now a 5-point lead for North Mac at 25-20. That was a heck of a play. North Mac with the basketball, or Southwestern with the basketball. There's a pass to Ben Lois, intercepted by Jake Malink. He tries to feed it off to Langelier, and the ball's out of bounds. It was tipped out by Southwestern. So it'll belong to North Mac on their end of the floor, down towards the corner.
That was really good defense by Malink. I think he almost deked Southwestern in throwing that backdoor pass.
So North Mac with the basketball, a five-point lead, 5:40 to go third quarter. Here's Malink out front with the basketball. Bounce pass out to Wilson. Tanner takes the ball to the left side, fires it back across to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk, free throw line. Feeds off to Sam Mount. Sam puts it off the glass and in. A dozen points for Sam Mount. And now timeout called by Southwestern. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. It's North Mac 27, Southwestern 20. Back with more in 40 seconds. Play resumes. Southwestern with the ball, trailing 27-20. 5:13 to go third quarter. Out front from Hyen. The pass goes to Justin Bailey. Down the lane. Justin with the layup. No good. Rebound, Sam Mount.
Ooh, big boy
there.
Boy,
he ripped that away from Ben Lois of Southwestern. Here's Wilson into the front court for the Panthers, who lead by 7 with under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Around to Langelier, left side, drives the lane, puts up the runner, and it is no good. Rebound, tipped to the sidelines, and it's picked up there by Southwestern. Back come the Birds, who trail by 7, 4:40 to go third quarter. E.J. Call with it out front.
Birds need a bucket.
It's been a while. Off to the wing they go to Hyen. Hyen. Caden drives the lane, puts up the 10-footer, good. That'll help if you're the Birds. 7 points for Hyen, 27-22. A 5-point lead for North Mac. And the Panthers with the basketball, 4:17 to go third quarter. Here's Van Buskirk, feeds underneath to Langelier. Langelier takes one dribble, shot rejected, but Hyen got him on the body. And Langelier will get a couple of free throws for North Mac. That was a pretty good foul that time by Hyen.
Got his money's worth.
Yep. His second, team's first. And Zane Langelier, the 6'6 senior at the line to shoot two for the Panthers. First toss good. He has three tonight. And North Mac leads by 6, 28-22. Here comes Grant Thurlman off the bench for North Mac. He's going to give Sam Mount a rest. And the next toss from Langelier, trying to increase that North Mac lead to 7. And he does. 4 points for Langelier, 29-22. Southwestern with the ball, down by 7. 4:05 to go third quarter, and a blocking foul along the sidelines called against North Mac as Thurman collided with E.J. Call. Thurman will get his first personal foul, first team foul for North Mac. It'll be out of bounds for Ben Lois and the Birds of Southwestern. He gets the ball into Hyen out near midcourt. Under 4 minutes to go third quarter. Here's Hyen on the dribble. Down towards the corner. Gives it back out to Ben Lois from 17. It's good. Ben Lois with his first bucket tonight. 29-24. A 5-point lead for North Mac. 3:45 to go third quarter. Tanner Wilson with it. Gives it off to Langelier. Zane down the lane. Shines the shot. Blocked away by Hyen. Picked up by Justin Bailey. And Bailey fouled out near the top of the key by Tanner Wilson.
Bailey almost has that pro-style move, Terry. When he goes to the rim, he picks up his dribble, cups the ball, and takes two power steps.
And it'll be a foul on the floor, so it'll be out of bounds for Southwestern. Here comes Mount back in. He's going to replace Jake Malink.
That was a short break.
Yeah. 3:34 to go in the third quarter, 29-24. North Mac with the lead. Southwestern to inbound on their baseline. E.J. called the trigger man. Into Lois. Ben from 10. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Pulled down by Van Buskirk. And Dane brings it into the front court for the Panthers. Van Buskirk into the corner to Langelier. Back to Van Buskirk. Back out front to Thurlman. Grant Thurlman walks the ball back around to the right side. Into the corner to Van Buskirk. Bounce pass to Sam Mount, knocked away by Ben Lois, and then knocked away again. Picked up by E.J. Call of Southwestern. Turnover 10 by North Mac. Here's a three-pointer up, an air ball by Hyen. The Birds try to save it, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to North Mac.
Good hustle by Mount there, knocked it off Lois's leg.
It's almost like a hot potato out there.
It looked that way.
3 minutes to go, third quarter, 29-24. A 5-point lead for North Mac. Panthers have the basketball. Thurman out front to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk back to the near right side. Off to Tanner Wilson, looking in for Mount. He's not open. Sam thought he was open, but Wilson didn't.
Polsky here's, always thinks he's open.
Yeah, of course. They always do. Here's Thurman with the ball. Off on the wing to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk on the drive. Now gives it off to Langelier. He'll take the ball into the lane, put up the shot, no good. Ben Lois, the rebound for Southwestern. Here come the Birds. Outlet pass to Robinson. Tries to dump it off to Bailey, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to North Mac.
Too unselfish that time. Robinson gave up a layup and tried to pass it back to Bailey. And good hustle by Tanner Wilson.
Turnover number 8 by Southwestern. And the ball will go back to North Mac with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. The Panthers are leading 29-24. There's Thurman off to Wilson. He'll walk it into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern. A pass off to the left side, off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk just holding the ball there. Puts it on the floor. Couple of dribbles off to Langelier. Zane, double team into the left corner to Wilson. Back out front, it comes to Van Buskirk. Now they feed to Mount, but it's intercepted by Justin Bailey. Bailey takes the ball into the front court, slows it up. He's double teamed, feeds underneath, reverse layup by Hyen, and a foul on Zane Langelier of North Mac, and that's going to be Zane's third.
Clean up top, but he got him with the body.
Team's third, and two free throws coming up for Caden Hyen.
That was a great pass by Justin Bailey.
No, it was. A pinpoint pass.
Right on the money.
Free throw is good by Hyen. He's got 8 points now for Southwestern. That makes it 29-25. Van Buskirk is out. Will Downs in for North Mac. 106 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the next toss by Caden Hyen, the 6'3 senior, is around and out. Rebound Sam Mount for North Mac. And the Panthers with the basketball into the front court. Comes Thurlman. Here's Wilson with the basketball. We're winding down the third quarter. There's Downs in the right corner for the North Mac Panthers. A bounce pass to Zane Langelier. Langelier puts up the shot from the free throw line, and he hits it. Zane has 6 points tonight. 31-25. North Mac by half a dozen. 80 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's E.J. Call with the basketball. Way out front. Out to Lois. A bounce pass on the wing. And give it off to Hyen. Caden. Skip pass to the corner. Here's a three by Addis Moore. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul coming out. So it's going to be North Max basketball.
E.J. Call over the back.
Yeah. E.J. crashed into somebody in there. Gets his second personal foul, second team foul. Out of bounds for the Panthers with a minute 4 to go. Here in the third quarter, North Mac leading 31-25. And Thurlman into the front court for the blue-clad Panthers of North Mac tonight. There's Thurlman around the left side. Mac out front to Wilson. Mac to Thurlman in the left corner. He's looking for some help inside. Comes back out front. Here's Downs, right side. Off to Sam Mount. Skip pass out front to Thurlman. Thurlman looks at the basket. Now comes back to Mount. Sam kicks it to the corner to Will Downs. Back to Thurlman. Thurlman fakes the three, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Downs. Will's open for the three. Good. Downs with his first bucket tonight. That's a big one, 34-25. A 9-point lead now for North Mac. With 21 seconds to go in the third quarter, the Birds get the basketball back. A bounce pass out front to Ben Lois. 15 seconds and counting. Lois off to Hyen. Hyen with 10. Gives it off to Justin Bailey. Bailey picks up his dribble, forces the three-point shot, no good. Hyen the rebound, the putback, good. Hyen with 10 points. 34-27, and that ends the third quarter of play. After three in the 100th Boys Championship of the Macoupin County Tournament, it is North Mac 34, Southwestern 27. Back with the money quarter. 8 minutes left in this game, and a 34-27 lead for North Mac. Southwestern starts the fourth quarter with a basketball, and here we go. Buckle up your seat belts. Your ride could get rough down the stretch. Here's Hyen around from the left side to the top of the key. Kicks it out. Robinson for three. Short. Rebound Bailey. Justin fouled in there by Jake Malink. Malink will get his second personal foul, fourth team foul. And it'll be out of bounds for the Birds on their baseline. EJ called the trigger man. Comes out front to Hyen. Caden had to leap for it. Now drives back in the lane. Kicks it to the corner. Robinson open for three. It's short. And the rebound by Langelier, who drives into the front court on the dribble. Now tries to take an NBA step, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 12 by North Mac.
That was good defense by Robinson. He got his spot in front of Langelier, and he did not move and force Zane to try to go around him.
Big guys always want to dribble.
They always think they can, too.
34-27 is the North Mac lead. Southwestern gets the ball back. We played a half minute here in the fourth quarter. There's E.J. Call into the front court for the Birds of Southwestern. Around to Justin Bailey. Works off a pick by Lois. Going to pop the three. Ball no good. On the four, picked up by Ben Lois. Open from 10. Good. Lois has four tonight. Birds cut the lead to five at 34-29.
Hanging around.
Yep. Well, it's that kind of game. Here's North Mac with the basketball and a five-point lead. 7 minutes to go in the game. Thurman with it. Out to Will Downs. Downs gives it off to the corner to Malink. Back out front to Thurman. Fakes the shot. Off to Zane Langelier. Langelier dribbles across the top of the key. Into the right corner to Malink. And now T.J. Wilson doesn't like the way things are working or not working for North Mac, and he wants a timeout. 6:48 to go in this title game. It's North Mac 34, Southwestern 29. Back with more in 40 seconds. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to go in this contest. A five-point lead for North Mac. 34-29, North Mac will get the ball on the baseline.
Everything we thought it would be and more.
Yes, in a very physical battle tonight. Here's Wilson lobbing the ball in, and now we're going to have a holding foul on Hyden. Caden Hyden is going to pick up the foul. It's going to be his third personal foul, third team foul for Southwestern. Right back out of bounds for North Mac. Into the corner. Van Buskirk for three. It is no good. Rebound by Wilson on the weak side. Feeds to Van Buskirk. His shot blocked. Van Buskirk gets it. Feeds off to Sam Mound, who puts it up, and no good. And now we'll get a couple of free throws. The foul is called against Ben Lois of Southwestern. His first, team's fourth. And Sam Mount will get two free throws for the Panthers of North Mac. Sam's first toss, good. He's got a baker's dozen tonight. 35-29, a six-point lead for the Panthers. Long way to go in this ball game. 6:39 remaining. Next toss is good. 14 points for Sam Mount. 36-29. And Mount will come out of the game. Will Downs back in.
Two coaches' kids on the floor for North Mac right now.
How about that? Downs and Wilson. Here's E.J. Call with the basketball for Southwestern. Gives it off to Justin Bailey. Bailey around on the right side. Drives to the corner. Off to Hyen for three. A long three. Man.
Brought rain.
That thing brought rain. 13 points for Hyen. 36-32. A four-point lead for North Mac. Panthers with the ball. 6:12 to go in the game. Downs. Back out to Wilson. Around to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk. Game. Gives the ball back out front to Thurman. Grant, couple of dribbles. Back to Van Buskirk on the left wing. Under six to play in the game. Here's Will Downs in the left corner. Off to Zane Langelier. Langelier puts it on the floor a couple of times. Back out to Will Downs. Top of the key. Off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk around to the left side, down the lane. Steps in, reverse layup. Good. Oh, what a move. What a nice move by Van Buskirk. He's got nine. 38-32. North Mac with a six-point lead. Southwestern with the ball. 5.5 to go in the game. Out front, here's Caden Hyen with it. Hyen, who hit that deep corner three a while ago, pulls up from 10 and gets it. He's heating up. He's got 15 tonight.
Terry, I think it needs to be Caden Hyen time for Southwestern offensively.
38-34. North Mac by four. Panthers with the ball. 5:10 to go in the game. Here's Malink out to Will Downs. Back around to Tanner Wilson. Here's Zane Langelier near the right elbow. Gives it back to Van Buskirk. Back across to Will Downs. Downs fires it back across to Wilson. Wilson down the lane. Stops. Almost lost it. Gets it back out front to Sam Malink. Or to Jake Malink, I should say. And back out front it comes to Van Buskirk. 4:45 to go in the game. North Mac leading by four with the basketball. And now a traveling call against Van Buskirk. Turnover number 13 by North Mac. Will Downs is out. Sam Mound is back in.
Yeah, Mound's back in.
Yeah. Southwestern gets the ball back. Chance to cut into that four-point lead. Here's Hyen. Back out front to E.J. Call. Justin Bailey. Down the lane, a three from the corner from Hyann, no good. Rebound battle for, and Zane Langelier comes out with it. He is hounded in there, and now a reach-in foul on Justin Bailey. That's going to be his third.
That time the 6-6 just paid off for Langelier. Southwestern had good position, but Zane just taller and went over the top.
Fifth team foul for Southwestern. Out of bounds in the backcourt for North Mac. 4:20 to go in the game. A four-point lead for the Panthers of North Mac. Here in the 100th Boys Championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament. And Justin Bailey dives into the stands trying to chase down the basketball.
That's the North Mac student section. Yeah. Dangerous in there.
They did a nice job of catching him.
They did. Surprised they just let him go like the mosh pit wherever he just pulls back.
So the Panthers inbound the basketball again. Here's Wilson way out near midcourt. Round to the right side. Gives it to Langelier near the right elbow. Back to Wilson. Open for the three ball. It's short. Rebound Mount. Sand gives it back out to Langelier. Around to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk. Back out to Malink. There's Jake off to the right side. Off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk picked up his dribble. Gives it back out to Langelier. Zane from the free throw line. Left side. Malink. Back out to Van Buskirk. Drives in, puts it up, and a blocking foul. And Van Buskirk will be at the line to shoot two.
But Lois and Mount are really battling down there on the block. And on that last offensive rebound, Mount probably got away with a subtle push into the back of Lois, but he did it so subtly, Terry, that...
It was not subtle at all, Tim. It was just a push, but that's okay. That's somebody pushed back, no doubt. Van Buskirk with the first of two free throws. He has 10 points tonight, and it's a 39-34 lead for North Mac. There's timeout called by Southwestern. A five-point lead for the Panthers of North Mac with 3:38 to go in this game. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds. 3 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in this title game. A 39-34 lead for the Panthers of North Mac. And another free throw coming up for Dane Van Buskirk, the 6'1 senior of North Mac. Looks like Ryan Hanslow has checked in for Southwestern. And here we go with the Van Buskirk free throw for North Mac. The second toss good. He's got 11 points tonight. And it's a six-point lead for North Mac, 40-34. Southwestern with the basketball. E.J. Call with it. Around to the right side, a bounce pass out on the wing to Justin Bailey. Bailey back to the top of the key, down the lane, just throws it up against the glass, no good. Rebound by Sam Mount for North Mac.
Bailey's been looking to get bailed out all night long when he goes to the rim.
Wilson with the basketball into the front court. Long pass off to Malink on the left side. Clock down to 3:10 and counting. North Mac with a six-point lead in the basketball. Here's Wilson with the basketball. The freshman out there running the show for the Panthers. Here's Van Buskirk with it. Outside the arc, out to Zane Langelier at the point, around the mound. Into the right corner to Malink. Malink on the dribble. Now lost his dribble, a bounce pass to Mount. Mount drives the baseline, goes up, and is fouled by Ryan Hanslow. Hanslow will get his first, team seventh. Two free throws coming up for Sam Mount of North Mac.
That was a good foul from Hanslow. He got beat on the baseline and made sure he did not give Mount the end one opportunity.
A six-point lead for North Mac with 2:47 to go in this title game. Free throw by Sam is good. He has 15 points tonight. That makes it 41-34. Robinson is in, and E.J. Call is out for Southwestern. And the next toss coming up from Sam Mount is good. He's got 16, and it's a 42-34 lead, the biggest lead of the night for North Mac.
Trouble time for Southwestern now.
2:44 to go in this game. Southwestern with the basketball down by 8. Here's Hanslow at the top of the key. Off on the wing to Robinson, into the corner. Lois, a three is good. Ben Lois hits the tray. He's got 7 tonight. That makes it 42-37, so the lead is cut to 5. 2.5 to go in the game. And now Wilson steps on the midcourt stripe, and he's called for over and back. Turnover number 14 by North Mac.
Well, the combination of the Lois three and that turnover, look out.
The momentum.
That's right.
2:23 to go in the game. Southwestern down by 5, and the Birds get the ball back. Here's Robinson around to the right side to Bailey. Out to Lois, open for the three. Good!
Oh!
Lois with 10.
That's more emotion than you'll ever see out of Ben Lois, pumping his fist and screaming at midcourt.
42-40. The Birds have cut the lead to 2. They were down by 8 less than 30 seconds ago. 2 minutes to go in the game. North Mac with the 2-point lead in the basketball. Here's Wilson with it. Driving the baseline. Foul from behind. He'll get a couple of free throws.
What a game.
Foul's on Justin Bailey. That's going to be his fourth. Team's eighth. Two free throws coming up for Tanner Wilson, who has not scored yet tonight. A minute 52 to go in this title game. Wilson's free throw up and short.
We were talking about free throw percentage on the sports show this morning. Last 2 minutes, championship game, one possession.
Yep. Hanslow is out, and E.J. Call back in for Southwestern. Wilson will get a second free throw. The freshman trying to extend the North Mac lead to 3. Free throw up, free throw is good. His first point tonight, 43-40. And Wilson will come out and Thurman will come in. So here we go. The Birds could tie it with a 3-ball. A minute 50 to go in this championship game in the 100th year of the Macoupin County Tournament. E.J. Call with it. Around to the left side. Gives the ball off to Hyen. Hyen works off a pick. Drives in. Goes in for the layup. And he's fouled by Zane Langelier. Langelier gets his fourth.
Good strong take that time from Hyen. Did not settle for a jumper.
That was the team's fifth. Hyen with 15 points tonight.
16 foul.
Okay. Pardon me. Free throw is good. 16 points now for Hyen. That makes it 43-41. And Hyen could make this a one-point ball game with under 100 seconds to play in the championship game. Next toss from Hyen is up, and it's good.
This place is loud.
17 points for Hyen. 43-42. Wilson back in for North Mac. And Malink is out. T.J. Wilson wants guards in and bringing that ball down the floor now. A minute 37 to go in this title game. A one-point North Mac lead. Here's Wilson into the front court for North Mac. Around to the right side. Gives the ball across to Van Buskirk. Into the corner to Thurlman. Back out front to Zane Langelier. Langelier to Wilson with 80 seconds to go. Van Buskirk. Down the lane he goes for the layup, and he gets it! Van Buskirk with 13, 45-42. North Mac by 3 with 68 seconds to go in the game. Southwestern with the basketball. Bailey out to Hyen. He's had the hot hand this quarter. Hyen drives in, forces the shot, and traveling call. Turnover number 9 by Southwestern. And the ball will go back to North Mac with 59 seconds to go in the game. North Mac leading by 3, 45-42, full court pressure by Southwestern. Ball comes into Wilson. He's double teamed. And now timeout call by North Mac. 56 seconds to go in this title game. North Mac 45, Southwestern 42. Don't you dare go away. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds. 56 seconds to go in the game. North Mac leads by 3, 45-42, and the Panthers will inbound the ball in the backcourt on the baseline. Southwestern will come with full court pressure. And Van Buskirk will inbound the ball to Grant Thurlman. Thurlman on the dribble in the backcourt. Runs into trouble.
He's going to get the 10
He's
second
get
count.
The 10 second count and the ball kicked away.
Oh, a foul.
On Justin Bailey, and he's out of the ball game.
Oh, boy. That's a tough whistle if you're Southwestern right there. That is a tough, tough whistle.
And Bailey fouls out with 46 seconds remaining. Coming back in will be Robinson for Southwestern. Meanwhile, Thurlman will be at the line to shoot the one in bonus. 46 seconds to go in the game. North Mac leading by 3. And North Mac has Grant Thurlman, the 5'7 sophomore, at the line. Thurlman's free throw is up, and it is no good. And over the back is Sam Mount.
Southwestern missed free throws down the stretch in the girls' game. It almost cost them. That's a big miss on the front end. And Coach Lofke always said, Jerry, when you miss the front end, it's like missing two.
Yep. Mount gets his first personal foul, 17 foul. So we'll go to the other end, and Ben Lois will be at the line to shoot the one and one. Lois with 10 points tonight. A 3-point lead for North Mac. but Southwestern could nibble away at it. Free throw up and good.
This kid's nails, Ben Lois. Nothing phases him.
Yeah. Good ball player.
He is.
45-43, so that free throw cuts the lead to two, and he can make it a one-point game. Ben Lois, the six-foot senior, makes it. A dozen points tonight.
Think about the two threes he hit, Terry. When it was eight, he got it down to two. Now he comes up and hits two big pressure tosses.
46 seconds to go in the championship game. A one-point lead for North Mac. 45-44, back with more in 40 seconds. 46 seconds to go in this title game. A one-point lead for North Mac. Panthers will inbound the ball in the backcourt. They'll have the full width of the baseline following the two free throws and the timeout. Van Buskirk gets the ball into Tanner Wilson. Southwestern with full court pressure. Thurman into the front court for North Mac, and he's fouled immediately by Robinson. Robinson will get a second and be the team's 10th, so it's two free throws now for Grant Thurman of North Mac.
Terry, you can put this game up against the 99 previous, and it's going to be hard to top.
Yeah, it is. 45-44, North Mac by a point, 39 seconds to go. Grant Thurman's free throw is up and good! Thurman with 4 points tonight. And a two-point lead for North Mac, 46-44. Mount is out. Malink is back in for North Mac. Meanwhile, Thurman will get a second free throw for the Panthers. Try to make the lead three. Free throw up, free throw good! He's got five. 47-44. 40 seconds to go in the game. Southwestern with the basketball down by three. Here's Ben Lois at the top of the key. Takes a dribble off on the wing to Hyen. Caden Hyen off to Robinson. Robinson to call. Back to Lois for the three, for the tie, no good. Rebound pulled down by Malink, and he's fouled immediately by E.J. Call, or Robinson, one of the two. It's going to be Robinson.
He had a good look. Ben Lois pats himself on the chest, has to say, my bad, but it just didn't go for him.
Hey, it was a good open shot.
Yes, it was.
Two free throws coming up for, well, who are they going to put at the line? It's going to be Jake Malink. Jake, one out of two from the line tonight. 20 seconds to go in the game. North back leading by three. The free throw up and no good.
Big toss here.
A little bit of pressure on the 6'2 junior, Jake Malink.
Plus some adrenaline.
Yeah. 20 seconds to go in the game. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Ben Lois, the rebound. Southwestern could tie it with a three. Here we go. And now timeout called by the Birds as they get the ball into the front court.
Just like the girls' game, Terry, Southwestern missed free throws down the stretch. It gave Gillespie a chance at the end. The Miners could not capitalize. Will the Pius Allbirds.
16 seconds to go in the game. A three-point lead for the North Mac Panthers. The Birds will have the basketball coming out of the timeout on their end of the floor.
I mean, Justin Bailey has fouled out. Keep that in mind. He's probably, percentage-wise, their best three-point shooter. Hyen can stroke it. Lois can stroke it. Robinson can stroke it. So if you're North Mac, you don't really know. You probably don't double-team anybody here. You play it straight up and see what happens.
Yeah, you don't want to leave anybody open for a three.
And what do you think, Terry? I don't know, 16 seconds. You can go for the quick two, I guess, and North Mac has not been making their free throws here. Maybe you go for the quick two and keep the pressure on the Panthers at the foul line.
16 seconds is more time than you think.
It is.
So we'll see how the Birds play it.
But in 2018, it feels like they're going for the three.
Well, you kind of have that feeling.
In the first Macoupin County, there was no three-point line.
No. There was barely a midcourt strike.
Or a backboard for that matter.
Yeah, maybe they were peach baskets. I don't know. 100 years ago. So here we go. Birds down by three, 47-44. 16 seconds to go in the game. The ball comes into E.J. Call. Crunch time at the ball yard, folks. Here is Robinson with the basketball.
They got to go for three now.
Clock down to 10 seconds. Robinson gives off to Hyen with six. Hyen open for the three. It is up. No good. Rebound by Hanslow. And the ball out of bounds. And with 1 second remaining, with 1.1 second remaining, North Mac will get the ball back, but they got to get the ball in. They got to get the ball inbounded. The ball comes in, and that's it. The ball game is over. And congratulations to the Panthers of North Mac. who win the 100th championship game in the Macoupin County Tournament. Wait a minute. The officials are going to get together. Are they going to
put some time back on.
I could see that happening.
It'd just be a couple tenths, though, if anything.
Yeah. The officials are standing at midcourt discussing the situation.
Of course, in high school, they have no ability to go to replay on this spot. So.
No. So as it stands right now, a three-point win for North Mac, and they're going to put 0.4 seconds back on the clock.
They're putting something on. Point something's going on the clock.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Thurman will step up to the line and shoot two. 7 seconds. They can't put 7 seconds back on the clock.
Decimal points matter, Terry.
Yeah.
Decimal points matter. 0.7.
0.7. You would have flunked that one in math.
Oh, boy. So, and it's a home clock keeper, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So a three-point lead for North Mac. 0.7 seconds remaining. North Mac's Grant Thurman will shoot two. He could put it out of reach here. Free throw up, free throw, no good. Now, Southwestern with a long shot.
Whew.
Would be a three-pointer, would tie it if he doesn't make this second free throw.
It's just a football pass the length of the floor.
Yeah. Thurman's free throw up, game over. Thurman with 6, 48-44, and that's going to be more than likely the final. And that's it. Congratulations to the Panthers of North Mac High School. They have defeated Southwestern 48-44 in the 100th Boys Championship game of the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament.
Great ball game, Terry. Just a great high school basketball game.
And how many times, and we said it earlier tonight, as the team hosting went on their home floor, it happened tonight.
North Mac missed some foul shots down the stretch, gave Southwestern a chance they had. Hyans' look late was contested. Hanslow got the rebound. His kick out to Hyans was low, went right between his legs. If that would have been on time, Hyans would have had another look at the three. But North Mac hangs on here tonight despite the missed foul shots down the stretch. What an awesome ball game for the 100th Macoupin Championship.
Wow, it was a crazy game, a wild game, and a game exactly what we thought it was going to be, because it was a team between ball game between two very physical teams. And boy, did they put on a performance tonight. Let's go down to the floor, Chris Rayner.
We'd like to present the runner-up plaque to the Piasaw Birds and Coach Jason Darr. On behalf of North Mac High School and the Macoupin County Tournament, we'd like to offer the 2018 championship plaque to the North Mac Panthers and Coach T.J. Wilson.
And here we go with the all-tournament team.
At this time, we would like to recognize the five-member all-tournament team. From champion North Mac, number 3, Zane Langelier. Also from champion North Mac, number 32, Sam Mount. From runner-up, Southwestern, number 15, Caden Hines. Also from Southwestern, number 12, Caleb Robinson. And rounding out the team from Staunton, number 5, Brady Kinder.
And there you
Thank
have.
Thank you, everybody, for supporting the 100th annual Macoupin County Tournament.
And there you have the all-tournament team here at the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. 48-44 the final, as the North Mac Panthers are the champions of the 2018 Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Tim Mize is down on the floor. He'll have an opportunity, hopefully, to catch up with T.J. Wilson, some members of the North Mac Panthers. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the scoring totals for you. North Mac with the win now moves to 9-8 on the season. And this was a very physical ball game, and Southwestern had a chance to win it down the line. I believe Tim Mize is now caught up with T.J. Wilson, and let's go down to the floor to Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, Terry. Coach standing here with victorious head coach T.J. Wilson. And T.J., my goodness, what a battle.
Yeah, it was the war to score, just like last year. It's every possession. And he's got a battle. We just weren't very aggressive in the first half, I didn't think. Offensively, we were making it too easy on him. That was our whole focus at halftime.
When the game is physical, you guys seem to thrive on the defensive end, and you guys got after it from the opening tap, and down the stretch, that seemed to catch up to them.
Yeah, I think it did, and I think some of our depth, they don't play very many kids, and I think that maybe wore them out a little bit. We did a better job of getting the ball to our post players in the second half.
As you think about it now, you've been here before, but obviously the 100th one on your home floor, a little more special.
Yeah, it was pretty special to be here and have a packed house, and appreciate all the fans coming out. We had great support.
As you look back at this week now, obviously you came in as the 3 seed, but I know that entering this tournament, you thought we're as good as anybody in this field.
Yeah, I felt like we were, and I think our schedule helps with that. We play a good schedule, and we're in a great conference, and I told somebody before it started, we might not win a game in our conference, and we had a chance to win the McCoupa County Tournament. We got 3 games left to try to get a win in the conference. We'll see if we can get one.
I enjoyed watching tonight Sam Mount and Ben Lois battle back and forth. What a great example of two undersized kids just giving it their all.
Yeah, they were both about 6 foot, but it was like wrestling in there sometimes. But they're both good post players, no bigger than they are.
TJ, anytime you can win a tournament, it's huge, but for your seniors, it's special too.
Yes, it was very special for these guys. I told them to put their name in the history book because not very many people remember second place finishers.
And everybody remembers the 100th McCoupa County champ.
Yes.
Congratulations, sir. Terry?
All right. Thank you very much, Tim Mize and TJ Wilson. Again, the final, 48-44, the final. North Mac defeats Southwestern in this championship game of the 100th boys tournament. And let's check the scoring totals for you. First off, for the Birds of Southwestern, Justin Bailey had 12 points and fouled out in the fourth quarter. 17 points from Caden Hyen, a dozen points from Ben Lois, and 3 from Ryan Hanslow. Quarters of 11, 9, 7, and 17. The Birds were 13 of 15 from the line, had 10 turnovers, and now with the loss are 14 and 6 on the season. For North Mac, a single point from Malink. 6 points from Thurlman. He made 3 free throws late in the ball game. 6 points from Zane Langelier. 13 from Van Buskirk. A single point from Tanner Wilson. And 16 points from Sam Mount. 2 points from Cole Etter. Quarters of 7, 11, 16, and 14. North Mac Panthers 10 of 15 from the line in that fourth quarter. They finished the game 17 of 25 unofficially. They had 14 turnovers, and with the win, they're now 9-8 on the season, and they are the champions of the 100th Boys Macoupin County Basketball Tournament.
TJ Wilson had a big smile on his face. Very happy man.
I told him tonight, we were talking prior to the ball game, and I said, you know, TJ, and we don't care who wins, but I said, it's oftentimes true that when you host a tournament, and if you get to the championship game, you tend to win that game, and that's what happened tonight for the North Mac Panthers.
And I tell you what, Terry, now when you start to have the conversations of some of the best basketball coaches in Macoupin County, like, I'm not talking now, I'm talking all time.
Yeah.
He has to be in the conversation.
Well,
has to be.
He has such an ability to get these teams, his teams ready, especially for this week. And, you know, they pulled it off tonight against a very good, let's just tell you right now, a very good Southwestern ball club.
I believe it's a 6th. Macoupin County title between Girard and North Mac. But you're exactly right. They beat a very good senior-laden club here tonight. And really, for Southwestern, they just came up one bucket short.
Yeah, they really did. And Southwestern had opportunities. They had their opportunities late in the ball game, but they couldn't come up with the bucket. And North Mac holds on and wins it by 4, 48-44 over the Birds.
To use a Tony La Russa line, Terry, I don't know if this game is first in the 100, but I think it's tied for first.
It's tied for first. There you go. That's right. And, you know, La Russa used to say play a hard 9. Well,
oh, my goodness.
Both of these teams played a hard 32 tonight.
They did. TJ Wilson put it the best. It was a wrestling match down there.
It was a wrestling match. And we mentioned it earlier that they were going to play. They were going to get physical tonight. And that's exactly what happened.
And, you know, kudos to the officials for recognizing the two types of styles of these teams that they play and letting them execute their styles here tonight in the championship game. Let the kids decide it, and they did.
Absolutely. So congratulations to the Panthers of North Mac. They are the champions in 2018.
Woo! My goodness. What a pair of championship games. They both come down to 3-pointers at the buzzer.
Yeah. We couldn't ask for anything better. Couldn't ask for anything better. And we're not done.
No.
We've got more. Yes, wait, there's more. If you order before midnight, we give you more basketball. Yes, coming up after we conclude our broadcast here, we're going to switch venues back to Litchfield, the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament, third place game between Civic Memorial and Nokomis. Tim Mize, a final comment before we wrap this up?
Terry, I came in to this week just wanted to appreciate the 100th tournament just in case. You never know what the future holds. What an awesome week. We were treated to some great basketball games, and the two championship games tonight, you can't get any better. You just can't.
It was in front of a good crowd, a noisy crowd, two great basketball games, and thank you very much, Macoupin County. You gave us our money's worth this week.
100 years, and it very rarely will disappoint.
It very rarely disappoints. You're right. You're right. And T.J. Wilson, he's still smiling down there, and he's milling around talking to fans and talking to parents. And, you know, this is a big night for these kids to win the 100th Macoupin County basketball tournament.
Such a young team. Oh, yeah, they're not going anywhere. We talked about the Southwestern and the Gillespie girls not going anywhere. The North Mac boys are going nowhere.
Yeah, they're going to be a powerhouse for the next several years. So T.J. Wilson will, you know, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
Just the beginning. So once again, the final. Congratulations to Southwestern winning the girls tournament. Congratulations to North Mac winning the boys tournament. That's going to wrap it up from our Macoupin County tournament coverage. We hope you've enjoyed it all week long, and we want to thank our friends at Girard for being so hospitable.
Yes.
They've been terrific here this week. Stick around. We've got more basketball coming up. For Tim Mize, I'm Terry Toth. So long from Girard.